This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Some Colorado utilities are trying to keep detailed records of their political activity secret. Here's CPR's Ishan Thakur.
Last year, state lawmakers passed the Utility Regulation Act, which bans some utilities from charging Coloradans for their political activities. It also requires them to report political spending. Regulators are now writing the law's final rules, and utilities want itemized details on their political spending kept secret. Joseph Pereira with the state's Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate says doing that would undermine the new law.
The utilities do not like this level of transparency, and they're doing everything they can to maintain the status quo.
Colorado's major utilities, including Xcel Energy, say they already don't bill customers for their lobbying and that they comply with state and federal disclosure rules. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
President Joe Biden has signed legislation from Colorado Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen that takes aim at international fentanyl trafficking. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Pedersen's bill requires the Government Accountability Office to investigate the money side of trafficking operations that bring synthetic opioids into the U.S. The goal is to give Congress more information to craft policies that crack down on these criminal networks. Pedersen co-led the bill with two Republican colleagues. It's her first piece of legislation to make it into law. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Trinidad Lake is closed to motorized boats tomorrow. State parks officials will be installing a new anchor system at the boat dock. Boat inspections will also be suspended for the day. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says hand-launched boats without a trolling motor, including kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards, will still be allowed. Other park activities will be unaffected. CPW expects normal operations to resume Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.